Good morning. 7:10 Sunday morning, September the 1st, 2013. August was a good month. And let's hope for September being even better. Yesterday was pretty much holiday. I didn't do anything work-like. Well, that's not true. I did hang out on a Google Plus a little bit and responded to some Facebook messages and basically hung out for the day. Ooh, 17 minutes on the first mile. I knew I wasn't working very fast. Walking very fast, working very hard today. It was a slow start. It's a gray, nasty looking day. I wouldn't be surprised if it starts to rain here in a bit. It's a cool morning. I think it's because there's no sun to heat the atmosphere. There's almost solid cloud deck. Just a little bit of a gap off to the east that showed up in the photograph this morning. That may be closed by now. It's a kind of a sleepy day. So the elder daughter came home from college for a very brief visit to pick up clothes and her guitar and some artwork. And left again. Didn't even stay for supper. Which is okay. It was a nice visit, and it was very good to see that she's taking to the dorm life so well. She really enjoys it. I think after the years of isolationism at the house, I think she's enjoying a little bit of spread the wings. Now she can keep from screwing up, so she can get to stay there. That would be good. But there was a lot of thrashing. It was clear she was not terribly happy with the way her room had been abused. The reality was that it just got the first thorough cleaning in about 20 years, so, well, 17 years. So yeah, it was cleaned, rearranged, stuff picked up, taken care of. She has a lot of weapons, swords and staves and walking sticks. Those got all put into a tall box and stood in the corner. She has a big collection of wands that she's not quite sure what happened to those, but her desk got cleared off. Her rug got washed. All the things that go into a thorough cleaning of a particular room. It took my wife several days. And yeah, the daughter was not terribly happy with that, I don't think. But gave her a ride back to school. Time to make dinner at the school in the cafeteria. She has had a, I'm not sure she still does, a papasan chair, a fold-out kind place for her to curl up in. And it was a chair she used regularly at the house. First week, it's already broken. Some rather large individual apparently plunked himself down in it and crashed. But she likes the dorm food, which is good, and it's not too surprising because the cafeteria that's right around the corner from her dorm is one where I have eaten myself. I have had several repasts there, and it's a very good cafeteria. The food is excellent. I enjoyed it when I ate there. And I think she really likes the... Okay, it's this time we're going to go eat now. I have to say, I think the idea of having someone else fix my meals for me is quite attractive. There was a certain amount of angst going around the house with her there over... Right at lunchtime, it's like, aren't you going to fix her lunch? It's like, no. If she were living here, I wouldn't fix her lunch. She's not living here. Why would I fix her lunch? She knows where the food is. I don't make a big deal out of lunch. Typically, I will nuke a frozen burrito. 300 calories, a little salt. And if I stay occupied for the day, then I'm not looking for snackage in the middle of the afternoon. Although I have to say, I had to throw out 4 avocados because I'd had them too long and they'd gone moldy. I really like an avocado. I try to have one once a day. Usually I mix it with a couple teaspoons full of salsa and some chili powder and make a guacamole and have a few chips and some guacamole as an appetizer for dinner. It's an extra vegetable helping and helps stave off some of the hunger urges, the eating urges. This week we were bad because I had cheesecake. Oh well. I have to weigh in here pretty soon. I haven't weighed in a long time. I'm probably back up to 190. Well, I can't be 190. I'm still wearing a shirt that doesn't fit when I weigh 190, so... So yeah, the dog days of podcasting are over. Yesterday was the last day, so I'm not sure what will happen. To those who came and stayed, welcome. And those who sampled and left, that's cool too. It's an extra little incentive for me to get through August without missing a day, and now I've got 32 days, today 33 days in a row, without missing a day. I almost said no. I've had so many days in a row, I can miss a day. No. Particularly after yesterday's. Well, I'm going to try to keep the string alive as long as I can. Terry has a good point. I left a comment about how last year in the winter, one of the problems was I really couldn't see. And so minor cues like contrast in snowfall made it almost impossible because I couldn't see it. I couldn't see where there was a tire track or, you know, a rut in the snow because there wasn't enough contrast between the snow and the rut for me to spot it. Monk pull. And that made it even more dangerous than simply walking in the snow or walking on the ice. I just couldn't see it. It's hard to believe how little sight I actually had. Even now, even for me, it's hard to comprehend the effect that not being able to see had for so many months. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, I've got so many chores I've got to do today because I didn't do anything yesterday. I've got some chicken to do. I can make some curry for dinner. But I don't have anything to cook for tomorrow, so... And I think I'm out of cat food. So it looks like a grocery run today. Also need to do the kitchen up a little bit. It's looking a little worse for wear. So do some dishes and scrape down some counters. I'd really like to settle in with one of the books and work on it for a bit. I might actually get to do that today. Excuse me. So yeah, not a lot going on in my brain today, not a lot going on in my world today. I'm at a kind of a, I guess it's a juncture point. I was so sure I was going to get the paperbacks all caught up before I got owner's share back, but I've really... The slow progress for half share. And I got some more edits back on quarter share, somebody who found four things that had not yet been reported. Four or five things. Maybe half a dozen, I don't remember now. But I don't think any of them have been reported yet. I have to open up the file and perhaps do some uploading of corrected files for quarter share. One of the problems I'm having today is that my foot is swollen again. It's always the left foot has the problems. When it isn't both of them, it's the left one. There's a bunch right under the ball of my foot that is arthritis. Yeah. No real question in my mind, it's arthritis. It's loosened up a little bit since I've been walking, but it's still quite sore. quite literally a pain. A pain in my foot, and not to be confused with a figurative pain in my neck, which is something else altogether different. So anyway, it's sticky. According to the thermometer at the house, it was like 65, 66 degrees when I left, but it doesn't feel like it. Yeah, there's still just a little edge of blue sky way off to the east. Looks like there might be some thinner spots in the clouds up there as well. The diffused light on this morning's photo shows the seed heads and the grasses and everything all getting ready to turn. Maybe one of the last days where everything is still green. Generally, we have a few trees starting to turn by this point. Maybe it's been wet enough this year that they haven't. Although, there's some trees up the street that aren't quite perhaps as green as they might have been, looking a little pale. Oh, and there's a branch right here. I don't know if it's a branch that's been broken or diseased or something, but there's one branch on this tree that's looks pretty dead. Some of the trees have, they've started to turn, I'll be darned. I don't know what kind of trees these are, but attractive. The tips are still green, but they're really a pale, pale green compared to the deep green of the rest. So yes, it's going to be fall soon. Oh, look, there's a maple across the way with some leaves starting to turn.
2.0 miles in 34 minutes, 24 seconds.
Ooh, another 17 minutes. 17 and a half on the back. Well, you know, they can't all be record-breaking days, can they? If they did, I'd be making the cycle here in about 40 seconds instead of 40 minutes. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.